Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. Look at Archer. And today we are talking Kanye and Ariana Grande vocals on Donda. I don't know what's going on. I don't listen to enough Ariana to pinpoint her vocals as well as the sleuths on Twitter have. But you see Justin here saying, wait, is this Ariana Grande singing background vocals on one of the tracks on Donda? So the track in question is South Carolina / Glory. And it's kind of in this portion here, I do believe, where it says like glory, glory. It's very angelic and beautiful, but not necessarily, maybe it's down here, but not like the closing part that has the world famous Tony Williams. I can't play it due to copyright goofiness, but I will include a link down below if you want to go and listen to it, though I'm guessing a number of you already have listened to it. But it is really beautiful. I just kept playing this for 5 minutes on repeat as I was gathering more information, and it's a little addicting, even though it's just a 25-second clip. Not sure if it is Ariana or not, or if it's just Kanye pitched up or someone else entirely. You can see Bongucci here saying, you put Ari and dropped Dua. And Ron Radio is like, just heard her vocals, angelic. Don't get me wrong, I love Ariana, but he should have kept Dua on there. And Ryan saying, wait, Dua was on there? And Bongucci saying was. So I don't know if it was Dua Lipa that we were hearing in other versions of the track. Bongucci was in Las Vegas, so might be referring to that version of South Carolina and Glory. I don't know if that's different than what we heard in Atlanta, but I also couldn't hear such things in Atlanta because it's just the speakers were so loud. You couldn't really make out details like that. So if you have more information in terms of Dua Lipa being on Glory, I knew she was on a version of Law of Attraction from Yandhi, but I hadn't heard anything about her recording vocals for Donda, or if they were just reused vocals from Law of Attraction, which I don't think they would have been. So that's kind of interesting. And then I was looking at background information on Ariana and Kanye, just seeing what I could find, and there wasn't much, just stuff from 2018 when the two of them were in a little bit of a feud. It was December 15th. The day was December 15th, the year 2018. And it was when Kanye was upset at Drake, I think that's the way to phrase it, when Drake had requested a clearance sample of, what was it? Not Say You Will, but something. Some Drake song that was from his first mixtape, and he sampled Kanye on 808s. And he wanted the clearance because he was releasing the mixtape onto Spotify and other digital service providers, DSPs. And Kanye kind of was very unhappy about it, being like, you sneak diss me on songs for this entire year. You get upset that I dropped albums in June, even though there was a misunderstanding. I forget what all he said about it, but he was complaining that, like, you know, you dissed me on a song from Travis, and like, that's family. I know you and Travis both love and respect me. What's going on? And it was a whole thing. There were like 100 tweets. I think that might have been the 137 tweet day or 127 tweet day. And in the middle of that, Ariana Grande ends up tweeting out, guys, I know there are grown men arguing online right now, but Miley and I are dropping our beautiful new song tonight. If y'all could please just behave for just like a few hours so the girls can shine, that'd be so sick. Thank you. So essentially being like, Drake and Kanye, or Kanye is taking the spotlight because he's talking about Drake and that's all anybody's talking about. Like, if you can just behave for a few hours so like Miley and I can shine, that'd be great. And Kanye did not like that. He did not like that at all. And he goes, I know Ariana said this to be cool and didn't mean no harm, but I don't like even slightest level of slight commentary from someone I know loves and respects me. Which I don't know if he's just assuming she loves and respects him, because he's like, why wouldn't she love and respect Ye? You know? And there was a follow-up tweet that I couldn't find. I tried to find it. I went scrolling all the way down through Kanye's tweets as far as I could. And we're talking all the tweets of his historic religious imagery when he posted like 40 of those, his 100-page contract, all kinds of other tweets from 2019. And all I could get to was this period here when he started retweeting a ton of people on New Year's Day, which was pretty fun. We got one in there. Where is it? Yeah, Steve Jobs mixed with Steve Austin. I think that was the last time Kanye retweeted us. Or maybe there was one more. No, I'm pretty sure that was the last time. Which, you know, it was a good run while it lasted. Yeah, and then he doesn't say anything for a few months. And this was cool too, because we were retweeting a bunch of people, and we'd retweet someone, and then a few minutes later, or a few seconds later in some cases, we'd see Kanye retweet them. And it was just like, cool, stuff we're doing showing up on his timeline. Anyway, the tweet in question, getting back to Ariana, he continued, "All of this foolishness weighed on my mental health. So Ariana Grande, you know I got love for you, but until you're ready to really make sure everyone's okay, don't use me or this moment to promote a song." Which, damn. Okay. So he not only took it as like, you're disrespecting me, but like, I was going through something that weighed on my mental health and you kind of like took advantage of it, which Ariana didn't take too well. Oh yeah, this is when he was like, Drake and Trav both love Ye more than anyone else. And Grande apologized, but it wasn't like a, hey Kanye, I'm sorry. It was, with all due respect, I don't need to use anyone to promote anything. That's how she started out. Like, I don't need to use anyone to promote anything, period. Though she kind of did. I mean, she didn't need to, but she did, you know? I was making a comment about what men were doing at the time versus women. I guess. Okay. It was a joke, which I understand now was probably insensitive. I apologize if I was in any way triggering, and hope you feel well today. It's always bothered me. I remember when this happened, the hope you feel well today is just such a, I feel like it could be read as a nice thing. Like, you know, I hope you feel well today. It seems like you were stressed out the other day, but given the tone of, with all due respect, I don't need to promote. It also feels like a little condescending. Just like a tad. And then Kanye just kind of went on. This also led to, I don't want to get into like a whole thing, but this was in the aftermath of Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson breaking up. And it was also in the aftermath of Kanye going on to SNL in September and Pete Davidson and others really laying into Kanye. And after Kanye had this back and forth with Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson actually posted on Instagram like, good on you, Kanye, like, for standing up for your mental health. Like, people don't respect it enough, and kind of took passive shots at Ariana Grande through Kanye by praising Kanye. It was a whole thing, but a wild time. I don't know if the two of them have been in communication since, if Ariana would like to work with Kanye, if he requested the vocals, what the deal is, but it would just be kind of surprising to me that he, I mean, not surprising that they're working together. I feel like Kanye can work with anyone and that anyone would be excited to work with Kanye. It's just something that, with such a big pairing, just not knowing it's a thing that's happening. But Kanye has been surprising us with features on this album. Nobody saw Jay-Z coming, right? So maybe he does have Ariana Grande. Maybe he did drop Dua Lipa for Ariana. We'll see. But the rumors and the chaos season for this album continue. So that's it for this video. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us and if you're enjoying this channel and you want to support us, here we go. The easiest way is to like, subscribe, or comment, as any of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people like, so then they show it to others, which goes a long way in helping us. So that's it. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.